last week and this week, Kuftanivov, Kuftaniches, and Siminresh, which was really on the agenda for this week. Kuftanivov, just to be maximum say, interesting about the term that I saw. Well, Tim says in the Baptist Parasha, at the beginning of the Parasha, Avraham Avinu was talking to the Malachim. It says, Ve'ekho Pas Lechem. The Baal Shem is Medai, it says the Chorish of Tzikhu Pas Lechem. The whole time it's talking to Malachim, Rachatu Ragnechem, Mishon Utah Zayi, Tzikhu Pas Lechem, what's Ve'ekho Pas Lechem? The dream is, for the figure that we just saw, that it's missing for the Baal Abai to be Mavarat, to be Boitzea. The Erech is Mavarat, Baal Abai to be Boitzea. Avraham Avinu says, Ve'ekho Pas Lechem, he's the Baal Abai, he's going to be the one that's Boitzea. Simi Kuftanivov. Kuftanivov. Ochel Dover Isser. Apo Pishen Ofer. With our Abonon. In the Zamnul. Vein Bevorkul. With the Tchivul. With the Tzoy. Mechala Pasos. Like the Rambam. Not like the Raisin. That not only should you not be Mezamen on a Dover which is Osir. By Achilo. So too you do not make a Bracha. Rashi says. That was the Mishnah Berurah says. The story. Afilu. Tzivkot Nalach. Afilu Ein Yisura. Be'etzem. Even if it's not something which is be'etem also, right? He was moider enough from it, he's moider enough from it. That's still considered something which is davar also for him. And mainly shenamik im nezam nala v'im nevarkal ashul v'atim. However, the Rosh Hashanah points out, he says that it's not mamish all yisuri achila. There's something which is yisur kal. He's medamet at the demai that the Rambam says. Demai, which is be'etem also, if you're not an adi. Even so, Mizam and Rolov and Barcelona says something else which is dangerous to that. If the Kali says, like Cholavakum or Bishalakum, Kudoyma, Ishlavar Halim. Mela, Kol Shekin, Patakum, somebody's makman after eat a soda or cookies, and he's in the store, and that's what he's interested in. Zipper, if he has a soda or cookies, he's gonna make a bracha to the safe. I don't know if he's not a makman. First of all, that it's not also Be'evit, Be'esem, the Chumram. But if the culture came to her from Bishalakum, which is Be'et HaMasur, and even so the Rosh Hashanah says you make a bracha to the third, culture came something like Pasach. The Menegeet is something which is not Be'et HaMasur, it's only because of the time that he's eating it, that is Pasach. Moshe, he eats before Abdullah, eats before Kiddush, eats outside of the Sukkah, eats Ukidurna. Be'et HaMasur, the Michael, is a Michael which is kosher, something which is mutter to eat. It's just the Zman which is Gur in the Isser. That the Marsham Dasir says that you wouldn't make a bracha to the Seif, that's not considered the Dover which is Asr. It's not a Niyat on the Achila, because Achila itself, the Esem is Asr. It's only the Zman that makes it that it's not Asr. That's when you get a bracha to the Seif. A bracha to the Seif. Achila and Kippur. So that's the we'll get to that in. That's 7 or 8 down. The mission group is tiny.
What's the difference
between Marsham and Kiddush and Achilles?
One second,
we'll get to that in the group. Pasha's too doing. They say Kiddush and Kiddush doesn't even know. Marsham, that's third. On Pesach or after Pesach? That was over level Pesach. Pashas is at the Isser Chepso. Pashas that would be in Isser Chepso. The Pashas would be in Isser Chepso. However, when it gets to Zimun, what's the story with being Mizaman in such a case? So the place of Machalas, they say, it's similar to the case of Zimun. We'll see in the next again. It says by Zimun, the reason why it can be Mizaman is because Iboy Maskir Ulunis Lunisay, Yahweh Oni, because he's. Since the Mai Batim is Mutter Agam, that is Asr to a regular person, but it's Mutter Tani. So since even an Asr could be Machmir Nechotim and it would be Roy for him to eat it, so I mean we're not even Mazam and Ongamah.
As
when you get the Bracha, no one knows
this.
When you get the Bracha, so Agam is a Rambam
says.
Question is, why is that going to help you when you get a bracha? Why is that story going to help you when you get a bracha rishon and a bracha achronis?
Thank you for the time.
Yeah, and who says that that's going to help you with the Torah for a bracha rishon and a bracha acharonis? Right, because the Rambam says, even though the Rambam holds benegias ashari surim, bracha rishon and bracha acharonis did not make on it, by the mind he's master that you do make a bracha on it. So he says the question is if the demon has anything to do with the bracha. Fine, we'll see. He the question is that Torah going to help you when you get to the bracha? Okay, he's mastered what the difference is. He look at the Rosh Hashanah at the beginning of Kutat Vav, speaks about it. They say that if it's any Isser which is doing with that Isser of the mind, that you could get out of the Isser at this time. For example, you're eating before Abdullah, you're eating before Kiddush. So you can make Kiddush and eat. You can make Abdullah and eat. The main law, that's doing with the mind, you have a way to get out of the Isser at this time. Maybe you can be Mazaman al Abdullah. As opposed to, let's say, if you're eating on a time of Seber, so there's no way for you to get out of the Isser of time of Seber unless he makes himself a film of Sukkim right now. Then, but Pashas is no way for him to get out of this. Remember, Mela, it wouldn't be Mazamah. So, the Moshe talks about a case. Somebody asked him if he could a guy that washes for Shal Shunas after Shkiyam. So he says, can you be Mazamah? I'll just eat after Shkiyam. So he says, the Mishnah Berurah Maisa says that you're allowed to eat till half an hour. You're allowed to shuffle fast, you can wash till half an hour afterwards. So, up until half an hour, you can't consider him amazing. So, the Maisa is Mishnah Berurah. It's the same thing. But, if, more than that, Kinnear, he was once at a time that if a guy does it, Mishal Nefesh, amazing, and he knows that it's us, he knows that in Mazam Nalav, and we would not be Mazam with him in such a case. Now, if the guy holds, like, Rebbeinu Tam, well then he's holding that as Mutter, it's not amazing Mazam. He holds it Rebbeinu Tam, so Mila's Mechal is still part of the same thing. But, I once davened in a place, and it was pretty late, about 5 minutes before Shkia, I wanted to daven in a place. And nothing is going on. So I asked them, are they playing the Dabbing here? 4 minutes? 4 minutes? Not before Shkia. Anyway, they hold Beikim, Yikim, Medina, like the Shachanar, Pasta, and Maisa, like the Ravina Tam, in Tamil Kingdom. And in Echami, after Shkia, it's just as good as before Shkia. But you have up until 58 minutes left. Somebody else does not hold that way. And if not, can there be also for him to be Mazam with such a guy that that's what I worked with him when he gave this halacha. I said even in Eretz Yisrael when Bachar the Mishnah Berurah was talking about Chutzlar, it's half an hour after Shkia is like 13 minutes in Eretz Yisrael, 18 minutes in Eretz Yisrael. Then might say, if you have Mishnah Berurah to be tameh on, you can consider him amazing. Pashtus is even if it, and if as long as the guy is a shady, we'll see that halacha is you could be Mazam. So Shalom, he says that if the guy's a shogi, then you could be Mizam. You see, from Mishnah Berurah, maybe Mashmah not that way. So come tell you, the davar which is Aster Ba'achila, even if it's the Zman, which is, even if it's Iser, that he was Gurm to himself, any Sir Ba'etam, when Mishnah Berurah Aster Allah to understand, that's enough of a reason why you cannot make a bracha, or you're not Mizam. The Mishnah Berurah continues, in Tifkot and Dalet, and he says, V'imachal b'shogi b'nitzker acha achilasoi, dach atal v'kam afen l'zeh yuchul levarach l'vatoi. V'zeh lo yishayach niyit, elo dilin zimun afilu b'shogi l'zaman al zeh d'achilas esu l'chashi b'kviyin. The Mishnah Berurah understands that when you get to achila, if you ate something b'shogi. For example, you forgot that it's, you ate something and you saw afterwards it doesn't have a hechsher. You ate your chocolate bar and you realize afterwards that you're fleshy. It's kolshkein. The zman is not a zman which is this. It's only a zman which is this. It's not be'etzem asur. Then in such a case, even though it's not really negiyah to bracha rishonah, because bracha rishonah happened before him, but negiyah to bracha achrona, you would make a bracha achrona. However, with Mishnah Berurah, that's only negiyah to a bracha. Negiyah to zimun, you would not be mezamen if you ate something which is asur, even though it was only b'shegi. Because the achila b'shegi is not considered a kviyah. Now, in any of these cases where you're not able to have a zimun because you had a chilas iser, as long as you afterwards go ahead and have Achilas Hefer, a guy ate something. He realized the pasta that he ate was not the Achilas. It was made with milk and fleshiga, made with chicken inside, a little piece of chicken inside, looks like a regular piece of challah, also b'achilah pasta. You're not allowed to eat it. You can't be mezamen at all. But you now go ahead and take another piece of, another roll from Mamon's bakery, and you have a kezayit. You can be mezamen, even though you had an interruption before. So the mice said, now you have ahead the whole reason that you can't be mezamen on that, your achilah is not considered achilah of kviyas, but it's also. But if you have achilah's head there afterwards, that allows you to go ahead now and be mezamen afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Continues in Gonav and Gogol Kitim Yisrochan Avalchon. If a guy steals Kitim and he makes a sheet of machinery, he grinds it up and he makes bread. So Machlek is a Paiskim whether or not you make a bracha through the Sif. So Mishnah Berurah is Machlek. And he says, when you have a Sopik Araita, the Haini, the guy made a piece of bread and he ate today's veal, he's now Chayiv in Birch Lamazim Yidaraita. So there, since it's a Sopik Araita, says the Mishnah Berurah is Machlek that you should make a Birch Lamazim. However, if the Nani today's veal, so therefore, he's not having me there. So he should not bench to the safe since he stole it. Points out the Sharatim. This is only, this whole din is only in a case where a guy stole chidin and he did a shinui and he changed it. However, let's say a guy steals a loaf of bread. Even if he has today's tzviya that he's chayv midaraisa, says Mishabru, he does not make a bracha to the safe. That's the news. Very good that you're chayv midaraisa. But it's better off that you should make a bracha. You should make a bracha. If you steal something and there's no shinui there, then that's kineva. Kineva is over an iser with the achilov, and the melo you should not make a bracha to the safe. That if a guy goes ahead and takes a piece of schnitzel in the dining room from somebody else's table, and they put out 8 pieces of schnitzel for 8 people, yesh la'ayin if he can make a bracha. And even if you take another piece of schnitzel from them, so you just have to make sure they make the bracha on your piece of schnitzel. And so if this piece of schnitzel, you can't make a bracha on pasta. Her if you tip it, if you tap it, have no rishut. Somebody that sells Shlo Ba'atacha. Now I'll take without paying. There's a wafers outside, you can't take without paying. You already take without paying. Pashmi can't make a bracha. Rechur Michlal, including this, is the person that sells the fruits and vegetables here in the Shiva, and you have to pay by Sunday. Kenzan, if you do not pay by Sunday, then you have no rishut to buy there. And then Rechur, you will not be able to make, so quickly finish your fruits and vegetables before Sunday. Pashtus Lechur, you will not be able to make a bracha. Chil of a Seif on that, if it's mamash considered gneno. I asked Rabbi Berkowitz what he thinks about it. He says, Tak, if you have mamash no rishut, then in Chana make a new problem. You have to understand, maybe everybody's very happy, maybe Tak of the guy that's in charge of selling vegetables, and Tak, not much good. You have to know, even though he says it's better that you don't come to the Mechir and then buy it, then pay late. Later, that, maybe it's just a way of trying to give you kicks in the pants. Betim is Hamakbin, maybe Shiva, the pieces of schnitzel on the table are not specifically for these people. You have to know. Yesh Lahayim, with such a halacha over here, one should know that if a person, there's a Mishnah Berurah that says that if the Moicher is Isle of Anacha Gazuzi, as well as Fiske Chuvah brings down one of the others, the Mishnah Berurah says in two different places, that if the Moicher is Isle of Anacha Gazuzi, which means that the guy, he sold something to you, and he's trying to get the money out of you, and you're not paying it, he says, it's not considered Lachem. Means that nearest to a certain extent it's not considered yours. It's not considered yours, then he says the person that sold it, yesh la'ayin, if you can make a bracha on it, say the decision.
That means an organization
that
very
denies their
name to the supplier and they want
money
that
was
already
going to be
that
initially right into those things. Then that's already seen your mark. You have to know if those people are really master. Because they don't want to lose such a supplier. They don't want to lose such a buyer. Somebody's buying such an amount, they don't want to lose it. So even though they'd rather have the money, but they might, at the end of the day, it's worth it for them to give in and you sell to them on credit that they should be able to. Do you make a bracha on Chatzi Fruta? What does that mean? No, they have to name it. I think it's correct. For some people, I think schnitzel's worth more than
you get
more.
They
have to name it. Especially chatzis here. Chatzis. Yesh la'ayin. Yeah, there is Bechlal, there's a Bairi Shukh. We saw it over here, even if there's a Shinui. It's not the right thing. You have to know over there if they're really Makbada. If there's really a Bechlal. In Sibbeis, the Chamer says, If a person ate a Dvar Itzer B'Vachim Sakana, he had to have Chazer because that's what his doctor said, if he wants to live, that's what he's got to do. Make the Dvar Itzer B'Vachim Sakana, because it's a mitzvah. V'ayin L'Kamon Simen Reh Dalet, says the Rama, which over there it says Chakir Tadin, that if a person is eating a Dvar Itzer, but his man which is Asa, let's say on Chol Yom Kippur, and it's Mechuyiv to eat, over there also it's considered a mitzvah. And therefore, he should make a bracha to the seif, agam that it's Yom Kippur. However, Shem Zalman points out, he says that's when he gets a bracha. When he gets a achila, since the Maisa says in the Torah, Manis Masach Sheisechem, on Yom Kippur, so Ken Zayin and achila on Yom Kippur is not considered a kviyah. Because the whole mahus of Yom Kippur is that we don't have achila. I, the Maisa in this Chol Yom Kippur, is a kviyah to eat Yom Kippur, but it's not considered a kviyah. Because the mahus of the day is that we don't eat. So no, it's not considered a kviyah, the achila, he says three people should not sit. Three people are eating together, which is common in a hospital or in an old age home, these places, they have regular lunch there for half the people that are eating. They should not, they shouldn't sit together to make a, get into problems of whether or not they have to make a kviyas for negeah to zimu. But, I think it's in Halicha Shleima. Somebody else brings it down also. The Mishnah Brura in Siv Gimel. Shleish Shachul Ke Echad Echad Nizmi Pasa Vike Chavim. Echad Inin Nizmi. Mishnah Brura says, this comes up often, when you get for people eating Shleish and Gimel at the same table. Two guys are having a shmarma, one guy's having a pie pizza. What's the halacha? Can they be mizamah together or not? What's the shaylah? You can't say this. Shleish says that you cannot. If three people are mudra and amizem is there, they cannot eat from each other, so maybe they can't be mizam, because they have no kviyas, they have nothing, be mechaber them together. Maybe the shalat comes up, and again, the people that are eating milchik and fleishik, are they allowed to be mizam together? The fleishiks aren't allowed to eat from the milchik. And pashas the milchik can't eat from the fleishik, at least the fleishik, for sure the fleishik, if he's mamash eating milchik, he can't eat from the fleishik right now. And even from the bread he can't eat, which is not fleishik, because if they're eating from the bread becomes fleishik. Because they're considered a tzur. Says the Mishnah Berurah that there is considered a tzur. Why? Because the guy that's eating milchik, Hagam is the guy that's eating fleishik. Even if it's two people eating fleishik, they can't eat from the milchik. But the guy that's eating milchik, he could eat from the fleishik. As long as he's mekaneach tzur, he washes out his mouth, he can eat from the fleishik. Even if it's teyachai tzudo. Mutter, make it a zina, what? Pizza, lefino rash. Ah, so that, this would apply only, Mishnah Berurah says, it only applies when you get to cheese, which you do not have to wait, or some type of milk that you do not have to wait 6 hours. But vina kasha, which is a hard cheese, which some people say the yellow cheese over here is hard cheese. Many people don't. But hard cheese is that you have to wait 8 hours after eating these cheese. So enechanami, in such a case where the person eating milk is eating hard cheese, and those people are eating fleishik, they would not be able to do this time. Similarly, the same thing would apply. If a guy is makbid not to have cheese, not to have fleishik in the same suda that he has, some people are makbid, but they don't have fleishik in the same suda that they have milchik. Shmoy to the Zohar, you're not supposed to eat in the same suda, even though maybe the Dinim Rifaskin that you are allowed to have it in the same suda after you have milchik. Some people, a lot of people do that on Shavuot, they first have milchik, wash their mouths out, and have fleishik, but making the Dino, it's mutter, for those that are makbid not to do it. So they do not have suda, they do not, would not have fleishik without first making a birz hamazon before they have fleishik. Then in such a case, in the Chalam, they would not be able to do the star, because there's no hechatim so that they could eat from each other. Birch Namazin is, you already finished your suda. You're not having a achila together with these people. You finished that suda that you're eating. You're not eating anymore. So you can eat, you can't eat within this suda. Similar shayla that comes up is, let's say people are eating and they're makbid and they're not sharing. So, I'm makbid on whatever it is, and they're not makbid on those specific things. So I wouldn't eat their food. Is that considered as a tzir of Pinnegeh to Zeman? The question is an hashirim also considered something like that, and that's considered a hafada, that you're not allowed to, that kilos are not eating it? The fact that I don't eat whatever it is, I don't want to give any any shalom. Whatever it is. The reason why I don't eat the hashirim is because the mom told me that it's also. Somebody that's makhwan on Pazakim, he holds enough and I'm going to make it as you know, but that's not going to eat it. So he's makhwan not to eat it. This is a bigger chiddush to say that there would not be a seer. So generally, the way that it works out is if I don't eat that guy's hesher, usually he eats my hesher. I'm more happy than him. I mean, if he's going to eat from me, that's enough to be considered a seer. However, let's say on Pesach, it comes up on Pesach. The Mishmish, you don't eat together with somebody else. Everybody comes and they have the tuzos. Other people come to your house, people come to other people's house, and they bring their own matzah. Everybody's eating their own matzah in front of them. The Mishmish.
It's different
about Yishim. Do you remember that? Similar thing? In these cases, is that considered that you do not have a tzira for a zimun? So, answer to Rukwis, you want to tell you now, that it's all telling whether or not you would have to be matar nether to be able to eat this thing. For example, is the reason why I don't eat on Pesach because I always thought that I don't dish on Pesach. My father never ate for anybody else on Pesach. I always thought, that's what I mean. He told me that 2 years ago, 3 years ago, no, you just use the rabbi community, so you can't eat by certain people and not eat by other people and this and that and certain people. So no, you always eat at home. Anything that you're eating, you eat at home. So the reason why some people they don't eat at other people's house, not the essence they hold at it, but whatever it is. So chassidah, we try not to eat by other people's houses. But if you hold that it's also, if you be stuck and you buy this person's house, would you hold that it's also? It's certain hashem. You don't eat it. But if you buy a person's house, they invite you over and you see that he has something on the table out of that hashem. Are you not going to eat it? Or if the chassidah, you try to be makbid on it. So if you have to be matar nether, a guy's makbid on not to have chalasam, not to have patakas, and that's his mamash made a kabal. And you have to be makbid on it to be able to eat it. Then it has a din of mudar anal zemizeh. Similar to mudar anal zemizeh, like Jason says, and in the Chanamah they're not allowed to eat it unless they do mamash be matar nether. Since at this point they weren't matar nether, so maybe it's not considered a tzir. However, if it's just a chumrah, the chachilah, that person's not makbid, but in the Chanamah if he's stuck between a rock and a hard place, then he would do it, then it's not considered that the etzem is not a tzir, and they would be allowed to make a zimun together. The last tip, Ein mezamnei al mishrach apazim mechazayim. Pashas, the same halacha applies by somebody that has a kezayis and a false mishnah for the crowd. And you would not make it, you would not bench also. A lot of people, they have Friday night, they take a bite of challah, and then 10 minutes later after they finish the fish, they take another bite, that they should be in the kinoa. And then they take another, with matbucha, one more bite. Over a course of half an hour, first of all, they're going to eat the challah of the whether or not they have to bench, because they do not have a kezayis for the crowd, until 3 to 4 minutes. Also, you can't be mezama them also because there's no chiyuv benching. They never got to their chiyuv of benching that they should have to be mezama for a zimun.
You can be
mezama.
You can't be mezama.
Neither. They can't even bench.
Why
is it worse than Alei Shleyer? So it depends. Ein Echanami. So Ein Echanami. Well, we'll get to that sugya. That's the sugya of the shem. Remchetz v'alach. Question is, how many of these people could you have of these alash shayer? Can you have 3 people that have alash shayer? Would you have to have 2 people that had amaisi and 1 person that had alash shayer? Or we even see that once a person benches, we'll see the sugya of daf nun, that even after a person benches, he forgot to bench. Then oh, you bench. We had 3 people. Even such a guy, you had to be mezama on him. This guy is no worse. So, what's that? For what? Alla Shayar, can you need a kezayin so? Definitely a telspat, kilu? The shayla is, what do you need to make a shayachan? Even if a guy says it was shata, we'll see in the next sugya, kuf talichet. And even a guy just drank, he could splash the bar of shayachan in Mishamah. He's in the star. So, according to that, if you have to say, say,
Even Allah Shira.
You'd have to have a doctor if you had a good advantage of Shira. Such a person doesn't have it. The Shira, not only does he not bench, he also does not make a Zima. That's for Kuf Tzadi Vot. Kuf Tzadi Chet is Allah of Echad Shinech Nesei Tzol Shloisha Sh'ochlu in Dumani, that many people do not know that there's such a halacha that applies. As far as I recall, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say this. I want to know if we're knowing it, so I have to remember it. Yeah, of course, we're knowing such a halacha. But I don't think I ever heard anybody say it. The halacha is that if a person did not eat, he comes to they invited you for a dessert. You walk into the house, and they're already holding my benchy. They're holding my zimun. The halacha is, you're supposed to answer also to the zimun. Now, the rabbis in Nevarech, Pashas Hassan Achelet to Zimun, there's nothing to answer. I would have thought that that's considered Rachel or Dimon the Baruch Shachan Mishloi, you should answer Omer. Rachel is one of the times that Lo Yishamanu, whether you read it with anybody says Omer, you know anything. But that's not the real Zimun. When you come in and the Zaman says the Baruch Shachan Mishloi, even though you did not eat and you did not drink, you just didn't say the Baruch Shachan Mishloi, a person is supposed to answer Baruch Mavaruch Shemoi Tamil Lo'ilam Voi. If there's three people. If there's 10 people, he should add on Baruch HaLekeinu Baruch Shemayi Talmud Le'olam Vod. And if it's, this is probably the most common, I would think, you come by Sheva Brachas. So you come, it's the same Alvot. You come to end of the Suzan, and they're holding by the Sheva Brachas. So, Mishnah Berurah says, you should add on a Baruch HaSuun, Eina Baruch HaLekeinu Baruch Shemayi Talmud Le'olam Vod, Sha Simcha B'Moinu. You add on Sha Simcha B'Moinu, because those that put the Simcha B'Moinu at the beginning, so there is such a halacha, you're supposed to answer to the Mavarach. You are absolutely not supposed to say it from Persha Gemara, from Persha Simon and Shulchan Aruch, though I have never ever heard anybody say it. You've heard somebody say it? Yeah, absolutely. There's a Baruch Hashem that we're here learning these halacha. We can say it. If you came in and they're saying Baruch Shachanu Mishalev Tvei Chayinu, then you should answer Amen to their Baruch Shachanu Mishalev Tvei Chayinu. And practice you answer Amen again also after the Mavarach says the second time Baruch Shachanu Mishalev Tvei Chayinu. However, if a person ate something, Him Shachar, the Mishnah Berurah says, Vashachar Afilo in his Tzarfim Arim Klal, if the guy ate or he drank, even if he was in a different room at the time he was eating and drinking, and he came in and he heard them saying Nevar Shachanu Mishaloi, you're allowed to say Bar Shachanu Mishaloi of Tuvayim. Since you also ate or drank Shdiyas B'chal Achilo, then you're allowed to say the same lashon that they're saying of Bar Shachanu Mishaloi of Tuvayim. However, if there's 10 people there, if by Shavu Brachas, the Prima Donna is mistaken whether or not if you, all you did was just drink or eat and you did not have, but not together with them, Prima Donna is mistaken. It's by Shdiyas, he's mistaken. If you should say the Shem Hashem, since you did not eat with them at all. Normally you should just say Baruch Azakenu, Mavarach Shema Yitam, and then Mavarach. That is, when you get to Shtia, if you should say, Baruch Shachal Nu Mishalim. Not the Shem. Not the Shem is the Mechaber. If you have to say Shem Hashem, Shachal Nu. You can't say Baruch Azakenu, Shachal Nu Mishalim. Because you're saying Shem Hashem Shachanu, and then Ken Zayim and Yiddish. Right. Because since you didn't eat with them as well, you can't say Shachanu Mishalayim with the Shem Hashem. You can't answer something which is not true. Ken Zayim, since you did not eat with them, you don't reckon this is Shachanu Mishalayim, so we'll say Kokami. If you hear them, if you came while they were already saying, but if you answered with them, you also have to say Amen after him.
What is it?
He says,
that's his head, that's not your own.
He said that Kogla Tazim Nichlas Achashikar Hiskam Avara Klein Avara Shachamu Ain Tarapani Tamin Avakama Kainas Hopun Amin. And you do say Amin. And he doesn't know that it came for you answer. Well, he says that even you're supposed to say after everybody.
Yeah, I don't get this.
You're supposed to say after yourself also. After Amr Mitzvila in the Tuvim, Baruch from the verse, start on this on the safe Amen, Gam King Akar Amin. So you're supposed to say Baruch from Baruch Shemay Tamil Vod with them, and also say Amen. You have to say you have finished before they. Are you? Nachar you would answer Amen also after him, also after the Mavarah. So you say Baruch from Baruch Shemay Tamil Vod, and so Amen after them, and also Amen after the Mavarah. After the Nizam. No, but it should be no difference. The same way that he says beforehand, that you say, even if you're not answering, you say Amen after both answers. Just like you when you hear a bracha from two different people, you say Amen twice. But it should be no different over here. You answer and you say Amen twice. What's that? Amen after the Nizam. For the same reason. It should be the third. Because then it's considered after. Because they're going to bench. You don't make you don't say Amen after one bracha. The only time you say Amen is after Bnei Yerushalayim. What does that mean? You say after Bnei Yerushalayim Amen? Do we say right after Bnei Yerushalayim? This is Baruch Hashem Shalosh Vecheinu. And he should answer Amen to yours. I don't know. If you're benching afterwards, that's the Baruch Shachan Mishalim. That's the Hemshech of the Baruch Shachan Mishalim. I don't know if you have the family in it. The guy that's not entering, is not benching, so you're saying only his bracha. But everybody else, it's the Hemshech of the benching is the Hemshech of the Baruch Shachan Mishalim. So those that say the Baruch Shachan Mishalim is not got to do that to the demon, it's the Birch Zavazan. The Birch Zavazan is the Baruch Shachan Mishalim. That's the bracha. Kilo, that's the Hemshech. And the last simon we have over here, Simon Reish, then a masik de lavarich, the halacha is that if you have three people that are eating together, one person has to be masik with two people. Two people are ready to bench, one person, even if he's not ready to bench, he has to be masik with the two people so then he can make a deal. However, two people do not have to be masik for one person, since they are the rabbi. The bir halacha is mitzade, that even two people that have to, that one person, two people do not have to stop for one person, can die that the only reason that the only time that two people do not have to stop for one when one person has to stop for two, one person is mokhav to stop for two people, says the Bir Halacha, can die that then only applies when the two people have to leave. So something that is they have to make sure that they're going to be late for Shmiras Arm. Whatever it is, it's something that's allowing them to leave. If just some, they're not interested in sitting around over here anymore, there's nothing that's nachas for them to leave, then tzarachin whether or not they can force the one guy to bench. The Melo, he says, midini derech eretzen chanami, it's always kedai that they should stop. But al chiyuv, kezan they cannot be mechayiv this one guy to stop, if they themselves have no chiyuv to go. Nothing that's pushing them to move. He says also, the Biralacha says in the next Biralacha, he says, when the two people finish, even though the two people, the one person has to stop for the two people don't have to stop for the one person, but if the two people are finished, you sue them. But now they want to bench it. They don't want to schmooze and maybe fatev garinim. They cannot wait and tarry any longer, and they have to bench, as that they should not make the one person wait anymore since they've asked them to finish the sue them. Even though the halacha is that two people do not have to stop for one person, and they can be mechayev and mifaker, they can be mechayev the one person to bench with them. However, they cannot be mechayev. Pashas, they cannot be mechayev. And the Bir Halacha says if there's no chiyuv for them to leave, they have no reason why they have to leave. And also, when they can be mechayev, when despite the fact that they do not have to bench with this one person, however, once they finish the suda, they cannot wait any longer and they have to bench right then. Now, Says the Mishnah, then in a case where the one person is nochet for him to go, can zayin, there's a loss of money involved or something like that, can zayin, the one person can go without waiting for the two people to bench for him. If he really has to leave. However, he says the dini d'arachayrus is that the two people should bench for this one guy. The kifter, the siko, the dini d'arachayrus, even two people should stop for one person. However, they have no key to stop for one person. Reminds me of, I was a chassid, I went to speak to my rabbi. Tells me, because Rebbe Kumar Hassan tells me, Yitzchak, Nechala book, and Allah Sfarim, and Allah Shmuzin, and Allah Tate, that you hear about Shalom Bayin, Dab Zainamensh. That's the sum of Shalom Bayin in a nutshell, Dab Zainamensh. That's what the Mishnah says after all these halachas. All these halachas, he says, in a chanami, maybe you don't have a chiv, maybe this, we didn't dare a heresh, a person is mechiv to do, a person should do it. Dare a heresh is also a chiv. There are some of the terms, Mamela Hagam, that in the Hanami, two people don't have to stop for one person. If one person has to go, the two people should stop for the one person. And that way he should be able to bench. Now, with regard to this halacha, let's say you have three people eating together. So two people could be Machayev, one person to stop. So let's say two people, they didn't finish, one person finished eating. So one person convinces one of his friends to bench, to answer for him. So now you have two people that are willing to answer. Can they be Machayev, the third person, to bench also? Even though there's really two people that are not finished benching. Says the Birki Yosef, the Shari Tshuva brings it down, part of it. He's talking about one of the 10 people, that they cannot do it. Because over there, they're not interested in benching. But Etzem, he didn't finish the Suda. It's not two people that finished the Suda. It's just one person that convinced another person who didn't finish the Suda to answer. But he's not Etzem holding there. Memelo, he cannot be Machayev, the last guy, to bench. What's that? He's not finishing his suda, he's just stopping to answer. Well, he's going to go back to eat afterwards. Why not? Ken Zan. Pasha. That's how it works. That's how it works. Me, Gini, Dara, Harris, the two people are supposed to stop for the one person. Even though they're going to continue afterwards. Yeah, if they finish the bench, they could. So then the two people are finishing the suda. So if your mom is Azal, you're that convincing that you can get him to not only answer but also finish the Suda now, then in Khanami you can be Machayev. However, also if you have two, let's say you have four people eating together, two people that are finished eating and two people that are not finished eating, can the two people be Machayev, at least one of the other two people, or two of the other two people, to bench now? So the Pashas Mashmoyis of the Mishnah Berurah is, in Sifkat and Beis, he says that when one person has to stop for two people, min adin mechuyiv lezeh, kimin shehim rabim negdeh. Therefore, ain't finished from Hamtan Olam. Since there's a rabim kenegid it, so therefore they don't have to wait for him, and even if he doesn't answer, the halacha is, there's still at a bench. Pashas, we have two people, Pashas Mashmoyis, you don't have a rabim kenegid it, so the two people don't have to stop for the other two people. There's nothing being mechayiv them to stop. Five people with when you have 10 people also. But only when you're the rabbi, so off the cover of the rabbi, you have to stop. Meila, pashas. Pashas is a din. Off the rabbi, you're going to stop. Off the cover of the rabbi. Meila, Shari Tshuva says also a similar din. He says, let's say you have two sons eating with their father. You have two talmidim eating with the rabbi. The two talmidim, even though two people are not going to stop for one person, but in the Zak case, that Mokhiv is deemed covered for the person that they're eating with, they are Mokhiv to stop Yikir Dino for that person, for the rabbi, for the father, or whoever it is. That they should be able to, that he should be able to go, and they'll have to answer for him. The derech has only one head to me. But over here in this case, they have a din derech has also fight with the fun. In economic, which case? We have two people talking for one, it's only if there's a din derech has. Because we did it there, there's always stuff for him. If the guy has nothing to leave. And the question is whether or not he could leave in such a case. Pashtas, that is that case of the Bir Alacha. The Bir Alacha says in the case of two people are not enough to leave. They don't have a chiv to go, but if they want to go, then one person has to be there to stop for them. No, in the case where they're not nachat, it's in Tazah, you don't have to. In the case where the two people are not nachat, So there, Ken Zan, they don't have a right to be Machriyachim, but Al Kadini Derecheret, he shouldn't stop for them. The question is, Al Kadim Kovet. So over here, where the two people are stopping for the one person who's the Rebbe, Kurdish should have the same thing. Oh, that's the same parallel thing.
It's
a chiyuv to stop for the father. Shari Chuvit. The next halacha. The interesting halacha that the Mechaber says over here, when the two people are finished and the one person has to stop for them, even if the one person does not stop, one person they say, stop, we want to finish. He says, I'm not interested, I'm busy, I'm having my mitzvah, I'm not stopping you nothing. Says the halacha, bein oina, bein ein oina. Kol shu oimid sham, they're allowed to be the dhamma. Even if the guy's not oimid, the two people are allowed to say, baruch shahana mishaloi, baruch shahana mishaloi, baruch shahana mishaloi, baruch shahana mishaloi, even though the one guy is probably ignoring. Shaila is, what's the zimun upon? Where's the zimun? The guy's not answering. Where do you have the zimun? So, Tishtekul Mashma, I saw Vashim, the Shekhanar Harav, he's saying this, it comes up also, we'll see it. Now, Allah and Suman Nun Hey says that you have 10 people for a minyan, and one person is sleeping. So even so, you're allowed to be mitzarah from Pasha, because Akol Be'i Yasara Shin Nishara. You have 10 people there, Shin is there. So even though that's only a din by 10, because that's a din of minyan when you have 10 people, but it's a similar Muslim over here, that once you have three people that ate together, and we're benching for the achila that three people ate together, that's a bigger kilo. So even though Lamai says the guy that is not answering for you, it doesn't make a difference. Lamai, you have the achila together, and you have the roiv that's making that baruch shacharim shalai, you know, that's enough. We'll see in the sugyas, interesting sugyas, we'll see, because Hashem this week, when Zion on the base, it's sad that two talmidei chachamim with the halacha that they're learning is the star of the three. Not the ikaron that you need three. As long as you have the maile, and a certain chashiv is there, that's enough to reckon it as three to make a baruch shacharim shalai for him. The last halacha, Sif Beis, in a case where one person stops for two people, until when does he have to stop? Which is really any time that you're going to continue your suda, we stop to answer. How long do you have to wait for them to where do they have to get up to before you start eating again? The Mechaber Paskin, like the Rambam and the Rif, the Paskin like of Nachman, that only you have to wait to baruch shacharim shalai for him. However, the Rambam Paskin is not that way. You're being eaten like the Rosh, Tesis. Now look, that pasuk like Kipshashis, then you have to wait until after Berachos has done. Now, if you're planning on eating again, then you're going to have to, when you bench, you're going to have to start over again at the beginning. However, if you're not planning on eating again, or you're planning on eating other things that are not hot, let's say, dogim, fish, schnitzel, something which is not machayet in a Berachos HaMazon, then mi'ikir the dino, the Mishabur is masik from the Achrenim, since you already heard the first bracha. You do not, when you would bench afterwards, you only have to suffer from Eidnachon. However, he's mefakik on it, and he blabs Tarachim. Pashas, the reason is, Pashas, Lididenu, Lididan, that we're noeg, that everybody starts from the beginning, even when we have a Birch HaZimun, everybody benches together, benches by themselves from the beginning. Pashas, Halach, is not Negev. You're not Mechav HaMachal, when you hear another guy saying, Til Birch HaZan, it's a call to be ate with him. Mela, even when you stop another guy, yes, you have to stop till after the end of Hazan Hakol. However, when you go back and you bench again, you start from the beginning of benching, since that's what we do always, and you bechal not mechaven to be yitzchak. That is Mizalah. Just with regard to the Sikkum, two people that asked that him to get in, and other things, the Iker Matar and Sikkum, the two Iker Matars of the Sikkum, one is for each day to come out of Seder to know what you came out with of that Seder. First of all, they should have it clear. You should have clear exactly what you came out with from the Seder. And you should have, so give the person a tzibuk when he knows what he learned that day. But also, the second matara is that at the end of the week, you should be able to chazer over everything that he learned. If you do not have a chance to look over everything inside, you should be able to chazer over on one small page everything that you learned in 10 minutes or less. And at least be able to get the ikri or yashu.
Why would you?